34.
Charles Barkley. We back.
Bo Jackson.
Yeah. Bo Jackson. Anybody else who was 34?
Shit, ain't you 34?
Yeah. I'm 33. Sure. Hey, when you say Vente Trace, how you say it?
Yeah.
Man, shut the fuck up. My bad.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know. But this M Jizzle, the least favorite.
Daddy now. Coming straight to you.
Nah,
I don't want to ruin your shit.
You trying to steal my thunder. And what it is, ho, this is Chad coming again to you live.
Okay.
Like
okay.
That.
Yeah. He had a little
flavor. It was your worst one. It was your worst one.
I put a little Lars on it.
Little Lars on it. Little Adobe.
Microsoft Word.
Adobo.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
And then you get a little curl splash and think you Dominican.
Yeah. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
Wait a minute.
And you talking to me?
And no.
Yeah. I'm not even talking to you.
I'm on it.
Start over. Yo, this is the least favorite. Come once again.
Y'all niggas trying to...
Y'all hypocrites.
Cause I'm just listening.
Hey,
once again.
You a hypocrite. Y'all hypocrites.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all talk about homosexuals a lot, and both of y'all homosexuals.
We just want to make you feel uncomfortable.
See, this is... All right, Justin, what you got? Start the episode right now. Justin, what you got? What you starting off with?
So I was talking to my homeboy the other day, and he texted his girl. It was like, I miss you. She was like, for what? And like...
Broke up with.
Yeah, I was like, bro, you what'd you do? He was just like, I told her why I miss her. I'm like, nah, fuck that, bro. You need to stand up for yourself. Be a man. Like, you know, like, I'm just tired. And I remember back in the day, I used to text my girl, like, I miss you. She's like, what you miss about me? Nothing now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't miss you now. Fuck you. And then, you ever, like, text somebody and be like, are you okay? And they be like, why? I just think women come to a point where they just feel like they can do and say anything through text message because we ain't there. Like, and I'm sick of it. Like, and I feel for y'all, men with bitches, because I ain't got that. Not like that anyway. Yeah,
you got three.
Chill. Like, this is what I'm talking
about. Our goal is to make sure you're single forever.
Why?
Because you've always been single forever.
You like, could y'all like single Justin?
I've never known Justin to be in a relationship.
I was in a whole relationship this year.
I don't recall.
Well, we talked about it on this shit. What you mean? Y'all wild.
Yeah, but why?
So
I think it's a little extra, though.
Uh-huh. So we just left. What the Central call a homecoming something?
What?
Like, you know, like we you know, like how we call our shit like young alumni homecoming.
Yeah.
Norfolk State call their shit.
They just started calling it young. Yeah,
Fayetteville call their shit. What is it?
No ho with some shit.
F ho.
Some stupid. Like,
some retarded ass shit.
Everybody. So
Central call their shit anything?
G ho needs to be the only acronym. That's it. Everybody else, y'all but just give it up.
I think it's like, it don't apply to him anymore.
What, G-Ho?
Like, is it like really that, like, over the last few years, do it seem like it's been like...
I don't check, but I only went to A&T Homecoming one time. I don't have a desire to go to other schools' homecomings.
Yeah, because you so ECSU.
Yeah.
Right. You got a license plate.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should say alumni.
Alumni.
Using a pep squad, right?
You was the co-cap.
You was at cheerleaders. They had, remember that one dark skin cheerleader they had?
Try to grow a beard so
you
can
get
about it.
Talking about some goddamn swoosh swoosh.
You was the bottom of the pyramid.
Man. Yeah, you're funny. Hey, but either way, I brought up a firm foundation. I brought up Central Homecoming because I was a little bit bothered out there today. And the shit that was pissing me off is, I think niggas are starting to get carried away with, you know, the acceptable size of the cigars they smoke.
Bro,
This one, I seen a nigga out there with lockjaw today. Like, he walk around. Nah, for real.
No, what?
If you gotta use your whole hand to hold a cigar,
hey,
to smoke hand? It, yeah.
Hey, what?
It was
crunch,
a dick.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, what? What? Crunch
time yeah,
yeah. Said, yeah, that, you got a BBC.
He didn't say that.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
A BBC? He didn't say that, bro.
Nah, for real. He did. Nah, but you gotta understand, bro. And I didn't see just one nigga, bro. I don't know if it's if it's a thing now, like to smoke like these big ass cigars. But what happened to the days when cigars is like, you know, normal size? You can, you know,
put
you got your
like, yeah,
you know, and be all right with your glass of wine and some cheese and shit. Now y'all niggas walking around smoking a dick. Like, nigga using two hands, nigga double handed the cigar.
Kitty Pepper,
my man double handed.
Yo,
my nigga gulp 3 times.
Yo, why?
Y'all playing, bro?
No, fellas,
all I'm saying is y'all need to like make sure you choose the appropriate size cigar to smoke, especially if you're gonna be out in public and you're gonna be seen, because y'all starting to look like faggots. You're starting to look a little suspect, bro.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm a fan of cigars. I smoke cigars.
Yeah.
We smoke cigars
all the time, man.
Right. But I'm like, yeah.
If you gotta hurt your jaw to put in,
yeah, like my nigga jaw locked up out there, like we almost had to call the EMS. So they didn't, like, my nigga had a whole lot jaw trying to smoke the cigar. Yeah, I mean, like,
Central had their homecoming today.
It was
this week. Y'all think that's pretty late?
Somebody else got theirs next week.
Next week,
Central homecoming was turned slammed the fuck up.
Where?
Yeah,
like, it was.
And this is my first Central homecoming, and I live in Durham. We've always been around, and just like, you know what? North Carolina Central is underrated.
It's very underrated.
It varies.
Their homecoming is extremely underrated.
Outside of, okay, so I'm going to go to ours because I went there, and I have no desire to go anywhere else. To nobody else at homecoming, but if I had to, I would go to Central's.
Yeah, I mean,
Central's is highly underrated.
We went to Howard's a couple years ago, and even then, it was like
I was underwhelmed. Yeah, I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, we
went to Henny Palooza, and then after that, we was just like, what the fuck is going on now? You know what I mean?
Who else homecoming we been to? I've been to Norfolk's homecoming.
Been there.
I mean, it's cool.
It's
all right. Yeah, I mean, it's a vibe.
I haven't been.
It's a vibe. I've been to G-Ho twice, and I ain't going back.
I've been there once.
I ain't going back. Yeah. And both times I was there, it was shootings.
Yeah.
Like,
shout out to Central for not shooting during the daytime.
If I want to get shot, I'll just stay home in Durham and get shot. I'm not coming to Greensboro to get shot.
Yeah, well, I don't get why people die in Greensboro. I feel like
every year, like, somebody from East Central died in Greensboro.
But I guarantee when we wake up tomorrow, it's going to be two dead niggas from Central Homecoming.
Yep.
Damn.
Like, they in the hood of Durham, bro. Like, they smack right in the hood of Durham.
We talked about it as soon as we pulled up.
Somebody going to be trying to get that bag tonight. You know what I mean? They going to... Niggas out here that got the little Enterprise luxury rental.
Mm-hmm.
Driving around in them Corvettes and shit out there. Stunting like...
Right.
Like, there's some... You're driving a drop top and it's 20 degrees outside, you goofball. You know what I mean? Like,
and they know Central got low.
Yeah, weird flex, but okay. Like,
they driving drop top?
Yeah, nigga had a whole drop top out there. Corvette.
It's 55 degrees.
Yeah, nigga.
It wasn't 50.
And then you got the nerve to have on a windbreaker. Nah, nigga, you want a stunt? Yeah. I want to say he was a capital. Y'all.
He probably was.
Yeah.
That's what they do, stupid stuff. Like
But
they did show us love at that tent.
Nah. Yeah.
They did show us love.
Capitals had the open bar, the ribs.
Yeah,
ribs. You know how I give it up. Well, you know how I gives it the fuck up. I ain't playing, man.
You had the fish.
Yeah.
Fish.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
It was like a real barbecue.
I mean, I drank a lot of like Cavassier, not really my thing, but it was, if it's free and it's Cavassier, I'm going to drink it.
All right, bust around.
Yeah, but we back to regular schedule program. Back on that hand though.
And
we got
211s.
Goddamn.
Who be drinking 211s? Steel Reserve.
Crunch Time.
Yeah. Liquid cocaine.
Yeah.
He actually put us on. That's what we start drinking first.
Cavassier. And then it just so happened that was the cognac they had at the open bar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fuck all that.
And he was drinking Lime-A-Ritas.
with water.
Yeah, he makes his lime burrito.
His hairline ain't that bad. And he,
either way, oh my God, let's proceed.
All right.
Shall we?
First topic. We got to talk about, even though we hate them, hate talking about this, kids. Discipline your kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Straight man. Like that. So we got two incidences that happened. So one, we're going to talk about the mama beating the kid and taking him out the lunchroom and beating him in front of the teacher.
So give you want us to give the backstory on it? So
the backstory is, if you didn't know, the kid actually spit on the teacher. And then the mama got called. And that's why what you've seen transpired. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't have any issues with it.
None at all. The whole video, you were fine with the whole video.
Let it have been my mama. She wouldn't have cussed, but that lunchroom would have been the only time she'd been in that school. I would have got whooped in the lunchroom.
Do you think Delroy would have been following her with a camera to record?
No, because he would have been in the lunchroom. We went to school together.
Yeah, I
get what you're saying, but I don't know who recorded it, whatever. I don't know why it was recorded.
Probably a homegirl, and I bet she had on the headscarf and leggings.
And the shacks.
All right. Yeah, goddamn.
Carlton.
Goddamn weed eating.
Got the casualty of Central
Home. You have got to chill. Nah, but all right. So I didn't have a problem with the actual whooping.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I didn't have a problem with the actual him getting his ass tone slammed the fuck up. What I had a problem with was two things. One, it was recorded. Two, the language she was using to the child.
I don't even think the language is that. I don't like her doing that in front
like
of
me. She was this close to calling the little boy a bitch ass nigga. Like she won't far off.
I really thought she was going to.
Like she won't far off.
Yeah.
When we get back to the crib, you in the room, little nigga.
Till you die.
Yeah, you in the motherfucking room, nigga.
Till you die.
And I'm just, the little boy deserved every The teacher bitch jumped. Like, the little white girl. She was a little frail little white girl.
She was scared.
Yeah. Like, she was out there nervous, and like, the mama turned around and said something to her. And she jumped.
Yeah.
It's your next. Yeah.
then she was like, my bad. I ain't mean to skate. But I just felt like the language was a bit excessive. You know what I mean? Like,
outside of language, I don't got
And it shouldn't have been recorded. But
yeah, I don't think it should have been recorded or posted.
Nigga, my dad done been called to my school and I took off. I ain't making far. But I took off. Like,
we gonna table that. We gonna table that because we're gonna get to that too.
Just how you feel about moving? I know what you're saying. I'm fascinated.
Guaranteed.
Oh, I just listened to that episode. Y'all got a race.
Bro,
I'm fascinated, bro. Like on game.
I can't see you running.
Yeah, on game.
Hey, we go.
Anyway,
I'm the most nimble fat nigga you know. Never forget it.
Tony easily.
And Tony fat. We see.
Yeah.
That.
All right. Yeah. All right. So I'm the second most nimble fat.
Y'all don't let your fat nigga.
Tony a little quick. A little quick.
But now, back on the.
He played softball for Liz, didn't he?
You disrespectful.
Yeah, he was so disrespectful. My issue really was the fact that I felt like it was done for social media. Like, it was specifically done just for social media. I don't feel like she would even went that hard if it wasn't for that little bitch following her and recording. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like she did all that just for the camera and for social media. If it wasn't for that, whoop his ass. Like, anytime, I've always been told personally, if somebody smack you or spit on you, kill that motherfucker on sight. Mm-hmm. So I know for a fact. Exactly.
Spitting on somebody is the most disrespectful shit.
You spit on the ground. Like, so if somebody spit on you, they think you less than the ground.
Let me tell you something right now.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you spit on somebody, man, whoop his ass. If the teacher would even accidentally, like, cuss him out by accident, I would have been like, I feel you.
I'm going to jail.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
a nigga spit on me, I'm going to jail.
Exactly. Even if,
like, that's on my mother.
Yeah.
You spit on the ground and in the trash can.
Right.
That's the two lowest forms of anything you can spit on.
Exactly. So, like I said, I don't mind the ass whooping. I feel like these kids need the ass whoop. It's just
the doing it for social media shit is where it like really got to a fucking problem. Like, even the language to me wasn't that bad. Like, I've been through some shit.
I mean, I'm sure all of our parents done cussed at us. Has your parent cussed at you to that level?
Hey, shit, my mom said some shit. You met my mama. Yeah. Hey, you met my grandma. My grandma done said some shit. You know what I mean?
My daddy was out of control.
So. The people that raised me, meaning like my mom and my grandparents, they've said shit to me to the point where I've cried just from words. You know what I mean? They ain't had to hit me. I was just like, you know what?
They told you to go kill yourself.
It's just like, I just
want to kill myself. Do it then. Hey, next time you get in an argument, bro. Next time you get in an argument with somebody, just text them. Go kill yourself.
I would never tell anybody.
I'm just saying, like, you, what's the point of arguing if you don't want some shit to hit home? They be like, I want to disrespect the fuck out you. Like,
the apology after that and the reconciliation is going to be way too hard.
We're going to go to counseling. We'll talk about it with a therapist. We'll talk it out.
But now, I really don't like the bitch because I feel like it was for an audience. But
exactly,
yeah,
she
like,
went viral.
She went viral. And it, she,
I
jammed,
which, well, I, she did get locked up.
She get good.
The parent,
bitch,
yeah,
she deserved it.
Where was this at? What state?
It just looked
either
like,
way.
It looked like Arkansas. Like,
guaranteed, she on a club poster right now. She,
Come
party with Nicolette.
Yeah.
Nicorette. She likes to smoke black.
Easily. It's gonna be a fucked up Photoshop job that she got Jowls to do. You know?
Jowls, he used to recruit the bitch.
Hey, y'all crazy.
Yeah, wow, bro.
Okay, y'all crazy.
Y'all said,
Jowls used to make the
bones. Oh, they took the kids too. Oh,
Jowls used to make the bones like ghetto flyers, bro. Bro. If you seen a bruh party flyer, Jowls, like from back in like 2011, 2010, Jowls made it.
And look, he shot the video for a putty tat, didn't he?
Yeah. I'm sure he did.
Man, what's that little bitch name?
Oh.
Wouldn't that be still the memes? That shit irritate the fuck out of me.
All right.
But anyway, well, see, real quick, I didn't know that little kid was 6.
I wouldn't care if he was 4. Wow.
6 is a little, that, for a 6-year-old, she did a lot. I just thought about it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, how old did you think the little nigga was?
Like 10.
No.
Okay. Y'all said she did it for social media.
She easily did it for social
and
media.
And clout, whatever, likes and shares.
Doing a thing for clout.
So, do y'all don't think little kids do stuff for the same exact reason?
Okay, but you're the adult.
I think she.
Well, what do you think she's supposed to be petty back?
Yeah,
you being petty with your kids,
bro. This is
that's why. That's why kids don't respect their parents.
One reason they don't respect their parents because the parents try to be friends with them.
True. My mama cool as fuck though.
Hey, your mama. What, did
but
your mama
you also 40,
you?
Bro. Like at
30.
Okay. But at this point, like.
30 and a half.
Yeah. But like, but also, my mom was 17 when she had me. So like, we both grew up at the same
mama,
time. She whooped my ass.
Exactly.
Yeah. I deserved it too.
Exactly.
I was bad as fuck. Yeah.
You still deserve to get your ass whooped.
Every once in a while. So that's
going to. You whoop my ass.
I might.
Segue into this.
I'm going to beat you in the foot race, then beat your ass right after.
You going to wait for him at the finish?
Yeah, come here, bitch.
Bro, you can't whoop my ass after we race because you going to be huffing and puffing.
It's fine.
Pulling your pants. Hell
no. That's his go-to right
there. Yeah.
Beat your ass up. Y'all funny.
Cause you don't want your ass out. Like that's one fat nigga. Like that's like y'all one thing y'all don't want to have to have your ass out. That's like your one no. I'm just supposed to be the fat nigga. Right?
Like you gonna be
I'm with my ass out.
that video going viral. Yeah.
We gonna segue in. Yeah. So the other thing we were talking about with kids. So there was a teacher that actually beat up a student.
She ain't beat him up. That was it was tit for tat.
I feel like she got 4 pancakes in one plate.
Bro, she did a thing though. I can't even front.
She did. So
all right, Lil Wayne.
Backstory to this, the teacher was standing in for another teacher that was going to do something. And the teacher came in and asked the kid to put his phone away, and he said, "It's not bothering nobody, so I'm not gonna put it up." And they go back and forth. Apparently they go back and forth all the time outside of this classroom. And it escalated a little more. I think he said something to the teacher, and the teacher said, "I'll throw you out the window." And he stood up and said, "You won't do it."
I would have squared that
way. And then pushed him. And he pushed her. And that's when everything went the way it went.
So how you feel about it?
So
seriously.
I thought about it. I mean, they didn't have it. Her going back and forth with him was out of line. What are you going back and forth with a kid for?
Right.
Now, we're here now. Him pushing her, everything that happened after that push, completely justified. The reason
he pushed her first, right?
He did.
Yeah.
So the reason I say that is he get on the news and start crying like, she pushed me over the desk.
Yeah, he playing victim.
We watched you push her and get her to that point. She should have never came out of character.
That little boy is a criminal.
Yeah. for real though, he gonna be in juvie like easily.
He the type of nigga that's gonna be running the streets.
He gonna get killed. I can see him on the news now. Yeah. All
right. So I'm just like, I'm thinking of how we were as students in high school. MJ, I don't know. You have like good traits as far as like.
Bruh, ain't no way I'm gonna.
But hear me disrespect. Hear me out. Hear me out. Justin, you know how we were back in high school. Always getting written up, getting sent out of class, go to the principal's office, parents getting caught. I'm going to call you my caller. Whatever. Yeah. You know, shit like that.
That's the last thing I'm going to say.
How kids act, especially when it's a substitute teacher. Mm-hmm. Right? This is probably the end of the fucking day. The substitute teacher been getting her ass handed to her. All goddamn day. Now, we in the last period of the day, 10 minutes probably left, and this little fuck nigga want to try.
He a fuck nigga too, easily. He easily a fuck nigga.
Now, I agree with MJ. One, she probably shouldn't have been going back and forth with a little kid.
With a child.
Send the nigga out of the class. Get out. Go to the principal office.
At this point, do you feel like he would have literally left, though?
Nah, he would have stayed. It would have probably escalated nonetheless. Way, what I'm saying is, she probably just reached that. In the video, she took her jacket off like
it's, she. Oh yeah, nigga, you
when,
want
when this, a nigga
you,
take his coat? That's what niggas do. She
you want to?
She probably ass. Fucking a black man.
Yeah, easily.
I'm sure of it. if she ready to tee up with a little nigga, like what's good, ho? Like
yeah,
what's
good? Yeah,
she getting drilled by Mr. Marcus or
BBC.
Somebody.
Yeah,
like by one of them cigars at Central. But I'm just saying, she probably just been to had it and said it's over for you, nigga. Like I'm done.
She's in the wrong profession.
This the it's
bro. And you know, anybody will break, bro. Anybody can be pushed to a certain limit. It don't matter what sense of decorum you need to have on a daily basis, you know, to maintain your professionalism, bro. Like it does not everybody. Justin, you were pushed to that limit. Mm-hmm. I was pushed to that limit. And we know that we are two solid individuals when it comes to the workplace. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be as professional as can be.
Right.
You know, and deliver what we're supposed to be delivering while on the job. But you know, something will put you over the edge and everything goes out the window. Fuck this 9-to-5 shit. It is what it is right now because I'm about to,
as a human being,
it's going to be smoking. You know what I mean? Like, so it's same for teachers, man. Like,
I really feel bad for them because these kids are fucked up.
100%.
Especially like now in this era of like social media. Like you said, everything's done for clout. So he probably saw this little bitch over there recording. I feel like it was a little girl recording. And
he wanted to put on a show.
He wanted to put on a show for this white, because this white woman's trying him because he feel like this white woman shouldn't be trying him. Mm-hmm. Because of course everything is racism nowadays anyway. Yeah. And so he probably also felt like he could get away with it because it was a white woman. Oh, this white woman put her hands on me.
Until that jacket unzipped.
What?
Yeah.
And then he wasn't expecting to get his ass.
For real, she held on.
Because he was. Hey, how old do you think he was? Probably. He was 14.
What was that, freshman, sophomore?
Freshman, sophomore. I was like 8th grade. but now,
like, he deserved everything he got.
So.
I personally thought so. Because, like you said, everybody gets pushed to a limit. And I felt like he really pushed that woman to a point where she couldn't come back. She was like, fuck. She literally was like, fuck this. She took her jacket off. Like, you know what? Fuck this nigga.
She
like,
knew at that point she knew she was going to be losing the job and probably going to jail.
Right.
And she said, fuck it. It is what it is.
And you know, I bet his parents still don't feel like he did it.
Bruh, did y'all see the end of the
He started pissing me off in the little interviews. I just cut it off.
So this is what the mom said. Yeah, he should have put his phone away. That was wrong. Yeah, he shouldn't have put his hands on her. That was wrong. But you don't do no child like that.
That's why he did it.
I said, well, I mean.
He probably be squaring up with mama at home.
Do you want your son to beat this woman up?
Y'all ever seen that that video of what's that little kid named? He wanted to do hood rat shit with his friends.
Yeah.
He
made a bulldog. When he stole the whip.
Like that. That's what this is. Like these parents let these kids get away with so much, and they make them feel entitled that they can go whoop a teacher's ass and get away with it.
Did you talk to him? Did you talk to him?
Fuck that little kid, man. Whoop his ass. But see. Everything I've been seeing on social media this week is like, you can't, this is abuse. You shouldn't put your hands on kids. I'm like, why? And then I've seen shit where they was like, you only doing this because you got whooped as a kid, so now you want to feel like you're empowered. No, because I turned out doing pretty well for myself. Yeah.
And this what did it.
Because I was disciplined.
Them ass whoopings molded me.
My last ass whooping, like I said before, was like, I was 13. The teacher said, I'm going to call your mama. I said, fuck you. Call my mama. The bitch lied and called mama and told her. She said, he said he ain't have a mother. I'm going to whoop my ass, boy. You hear me?
What?
My dad didn't really, like, whoop me with a belt, bro.
He square up with you.
Yeah, and put foot to chest. Nigga. He put me through a wall before my mama started crying for him. And then he said, I thought he was going to beat her, too. Like, nah, for real, because he got mad at her. Like, you want me to discipline him?
Yeah.
Then I discipline him. It's a problem. You telling me to stop because I'm going to kill him. Fuck that nigga. My dad would say shit like, fuck that nigga.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And, like, we turned out fine because we were disciplined to a point where we was like, if this happens, this is the result. And then, I don't want this to happen again, so I'm going to chill the fuck out.
These ass whoopings are why we're heterosexual.
They always have to go that route, right?
Now I'm just trying to ruffle feathers.
Yeah. But let's be real. Like, I got whoopings until my mama realized I was too big to be whooped.
And then she went to something else.
Like,
take the cell phone.
Take the phone. Take the car.
At some point in time,
you ain't going to football practice. I don't give a fuck if you can't play in the game. Right. Bring your ass the fuck home.
You get to these points where you come immune to them. And then it's something they take from you. Or they just stop talking to you. And you like, I don't want to let my mom down. In my case, your case, you were raised by your mother. And she ain't talking to you. Well, what's wrong? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, you did this. And I don't know. I didn't raise you that way. He's like, dang, I didn't want to let my mom down. So now you're feeling bad. Now you're going to do right.
And this kid said, don't give a fuck about that either.
It is.
My little brother love him to death, but he ain't give a fuck about none of that. Like, and I felt like it just wasn't in him. School just wasn't for him. Mm-hmm. But like, he'd go to school, like, man, fuck all this. Like, I remember one time he did all right in school, but then beat up a little boy on the bus on the way home. Mind you, the school was 2 minutes away. He beat the boy up between the school and the house. And he got off the bus. I mean, fuck that nigga, bro. He was in the seventh grade, bro. And that's what I'm saying. Like, some kids they just made to be criminals, bro. Not my brother, but I'm just saying, like, these kids really just
something that did not happen while they were growing up. So turn out fine. I'm not saying whoopings is the end all be all, but there's got to be some type of And I seen somebody post, well, it messes with their brain. It decreases gray brain matter. I was like, how do you know you can't study a brain unless they're
they
dead? Just
say, they say we had CTE.
Something like that.
I do. I might. Yeah.
Like, you, I might can't, you don't know if that's fact because you can't study a brain unless the person is dead.
True.
Is that really true?
You, tell
bro,
me,
how?
Yeah, volunteer your brain to be studied.
We ain't gonna like, never see you again.
You gonna come back looking?
That's
like
what I asked you. Yeah, no, yeah.
Like, what if they say I give your family $5 million if you give me your brain?
Fuck them. Yeah.
Fuck them. Yeah. 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 Like,
we
gonna
be out here
looking
like we gonna
be
on these stamps.
Fuck
them.
On these stamps. Fuck that. Anyway, man, what we got, bro?
I can't. Man, beat your kids.
Right, for real. Like,
at the end of the day, beat your
well, you if know you what? Don't beat your kids, like Chad said, they might end up not heterosexual or criminals. I feel like it's going to be one or the other. Like, they're either going to be not heterosexual or they're going to be criminals.
What about a not heterosexual criminal?
Oh, Booty Bandit.
Booty hey, what's my man name from Boondocks? I like you.
Yeah, I forgot. He real in real life.
He a real person.
Yeah.
It's Booty more important warrior. Than more important than water. I said, oh, this, oh, you a different type.
Yeah, pussy or ass ain't never been more important than water. But anyway, rest
oh,
in peace.
Oh man, ooh
man,
y'all stupid.
Yeah.
So got something interesting. Nice, a nice little question. So I work with this person and said they are married, but them and their spouse does not live together.
Huh?
They don't live together.
And they married.
And they're married. And it works great for them.
You sure?
That's what I was told.
They cheat. They usually cheat.
You know, I think the same thing. Something had like
they okay. got two different places?
They got two different places. The only time they see each other is either Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I can't remember. But they only see each other three or four days out of the week.
You don't think that's enough, though?
If I was in, like, a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, that's perfect.
I feel like in a regular relationship, 2 days is enough.
Yeah.
3 days, is you're getting too much. Like, yeah, like, that's just my opinion, personally.
What about 4 days?
4 days, you locked up, bitch. Like, that week, yeah, you locked up. But, So, my thing is, I can't see my... I'm having an issue seeing myself married. So I'm just trying to figure out like how I can, is that like perfect? Like is that what I need to like see myself married, or is it like one of those things where like this is how fucked up marriage then got to where you need only 3 days with somebody. You get what I'm saying?
The question is, have you seen a successful marriage? Something, a model marriage. A model marriage that somebody you close to, you'd be like, yeah, this is the type of, this is what I want.
Right.
With me, I've seen a few cases, but they weren't my parents.
Your parents weren't married?
They were. They were, and then they weren't. They got divorced. So,
it was after Delroy won it.
Yeah.
I knew it. So Delroy was the issue. So, that's fine. No, I'm sorry.
No, it was one more after us, but
really,
still born.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So no, nah, it's cool. I ain't know the nigga. Yeah.
Oh so, my god!
Another boy too. That's crazy. Yeah. So the model, like, I haven't seen the perfect model from somebody that's like extra close, but my friends have the parents like. Two-parent household, nice marriage on what I've seen. But that I can't, like, they ain't my parents, so what am I supposed to go by? They ain't my blood, so hey, what am I supposed to go by?
Even my grandparents, they've been together for, like, maybe almost 60 years or something close to that.
They ain't married.
No, they are married. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? They literally been married for
close
to that. And my thing is, but even there was a time in life where they weren't together, even though they were still married. They broke up. Got back together, and it was like it was before maybe like my oldest cousin who's like almost 40. Mm. So
at one point they were broken up. But even then, they were strong enough to get back together because those couples back in the day could do shit like that and get back together and talk it out.
Yeah.
These fuck niggas today and fuck bitches. Leave it the smallest issue. You know what I mean?
And they go straight to social media. I knew I shouldn't have.
Yeah, and they got another nigga the next week or another bitch the next week, and they showing them off on social media and wondering why it don't work out for them.
This is where I should have been.
And why people talking about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But back to the original question,
could you
that's kind of weird. I think it's kind of, but like I said, it's kind of for a job, so I can see why, because I would never be in a situation where I would turn out a better opportunity for my marriage. No offense to future Bay or whoever she is, but you know what I'm saying? Huh?
Whoever he.
You're a freak.
Whoever, I thought you were talking about your
future.
Whoever he is.
But I, like I said, my person, I just couldn't turn out a better opportunity for my marriage. But to each his own, I guess. You know what I mean?
I think that's where communication comes in.
They cheating, though. I don't care what you say.
So, I mean.
Yeah, 4 free days.
So if you got the better opportunity, you would communicate that. Now, it's. Would it be selfish of you to leave it up to her to make the decision? Hey, you can come or you can't. Is that kind of like selfish? Because she knows that it means everything to you, but that means she would have to drop her entire life if she wants to move with you.
Yeah, but it would be about who made the most money.
With me, I'm going where the money go. If she tell me, hey, this is what I'm going to be making. You can come where you can.
I'm be working at Chick-fil-A.
Hey,
you hear
I'm
me?
Gone. Yeah, I'm going with you.
Yeah.
I'm putting my whatever notice in I need to put in, and I'm going.
Right. What do you think, Chizzy?
I'm fine with it.
Do you think you could be away from your lady for 4 days?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think she could be away from you for 4 days?
I don't know, and... If I'm being honest, it's probably because she don't all the way trust me. I tried to be serious about it. I couldn't have it. I mean, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
You know, like, I fumbled a few times. I'm man enough to admit that.
I want to admit it. Yeah.
I mean.
Just call me transparent.
I thought you got transparent. But even barring trust and everything, cause my you know what my issue is, because I'm gonna have to talk on the phone a lot, and that's where my issue is gonna be.
We said yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm just like,
cause I text your ass all day. Don't call my fucking phone.
I hate talking.
My job involves talking all day, constantly, all day. When I get off work, I don't want to talk.
Yeah,
I don't. Well, me and Justin used to live together, bro. Like, our words are extremely...
Yeah.
I don't think we really legit ever had a full convo after we both worked.
Not a long day. We'll sit there like, what you want to watch?
Oh, yeah. We try to eat.
All right.
That's it.
I definitely...
We get back and we eat. And I done fell asleep. So, I'm the real shit.
And then after that, it's like, get the fuck out of the living room and try to watch TV. You know what I mean? Like, but not like... That, I think that's really... My issue, like, I really don't want to have to, because like, if you live away from somebody,
you got some, yeah.
You have to, bitch is going to want to talk to you on the phone.
On the phone.
You like talking on the phone?
I don't.
You can't FaceTime. Don't talk about it.
Google Duo.
You don't get the fuck out of my face.
It works.
Yeah. It
works. You probably got Skype downloaded.
Yeah, Uber.
I'm sure you did.
On my last phone, I did.
Yeah, the S7.
Yeah, S7. Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shit like that.
Google Hangouts, that should work all right. Yeah.
That's how I interviewed for my job that was based out of Chicago.
Yeah. But now, like, so if I could deal with a woman that would just text me for 4 days till I come eat her pussy on Friday, I swear to God, it would be the most perfect situation. You know what I mean? Like, perfect. I could text you Monday through Thursday and I could eat your pussy Friday through Sunday.
I don't like talking on the phone all the time.
Bro, you been on the phone since we got here.
And make sure the joint muted. All right, you good.
Yeah.
So,
I don't like talking on the phone all the time. I will give you one conversation. Text me every other time.
No, I don't want no conversation. Like, if you're going to call me because it's something quick, and then you can get the fuck out the phone. That's why I don't talk to my mama and my grandma like that. It's because I don't like talking on the phone.
That's how you know you really like somebody, when you talk on the phone with them. And you've talked on the phone before.
When I used to live with a nigga.
You don't text.
I know when...
And he talked on the phone
with him. I know when he, like, met somebody new.
Because he talked on the phone.
What? Exactly. It'd be that one. You know what it'd be? It'd be the one time they call me, and then after that, I ignore their calls because
it used to make me mad. Because then, like, he'd be on the phone from like 6 o'clock
p.m.
to like 11 o'clock.
You a lie.
And I'm sitting there waiting to ask him what we gonna eat. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, I had to show the biggest loser. You the biggest liar. Like, I swear to God. Like, you know, I don't even like.
I,
2 hours is maybe the longest convo I've had in years.
Yeah, I hear
it. And even then, I'm like, I remember the shit.
You can fall asleep on the phone with me. I just want to hear you sleep. I mean, he used to say he's shit like that.
You a liar.
And I'm like, yo, this nigga.
That's why they call you Rico Suave.
Yes, sir.
Real big speaker.
Dad and them.
I've never said that, and I stand by that. Because I despise the phone. You understand, I used to work for Verizon where I was on the phone all the fucking time, so you not going to call me after work. I don't even want you, and even FaceTime, I'd rather you FaceTime me, and I still don't want you to do that because I don't feel like fucking talking to you. You know what I mean? Like,
I just feel like when you're in a relationship, and especially when you live together.
I'm about to come home. What are you calling me for?
Yeah. What do we need to talk on the phone about?
I'll call you. Hey, I'm on the way.
Then you ain't
going
to have nothing to say to me when you get here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like
save it. You say we don't, you know, we don't talk when we're at home.
We don't spend time together.
We don't spend time together. The phone conversation we had earlier, we could have had that when you got home.
It would have been a discussion, too.
And now all of your needs, based on your love language, will be fulfilled. Your love language is quality time.
Yeah.
But you want to spend quality time on the phone versus I would much rather you talk to me in person.
Do you think this is attributed to bitches don't know how to shut up?
Not necessarily.
I just shot ruffle feathers like you said.
Like, not entirely.
They like to talk more than we do, though.
I mean, yeah.
But I'd rather talk in person. So, like, I feel like we live in a radius to where I can come see you. Don't call me.
Say I want to see you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I'll make that happen.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What's that?
When somebody texts you and say, call me. No.
Why didn't you just call me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even though I really don't want you.
What if they say call you when you're free? Like, they know you're
if they whatever. If they say that, but if a nigga texts you, call me. Or somebody hit you up. Hey, call me.
My mama do that and it irritates me, but I just call.
Yeah. I mean, that's you know what I mean? Like, man. Nigga, the time you took to send the text message, you could have
called.
Search your contacts and called me.
How you do it?
I'm a C, so I'm at the like top of the list.
The iPhone weird. Your shit at the bottom. Like, it go by R.
The last name.
Yeah, that shit stupid as fuck.
I thought you were saying Rizzo.
Like Lizzo?
Yeah.
Like
Rizzo? Chizzy Chad Rizzo.
They got the same titties. I seen Hustlers. Like,
I can see you with Patsy's on there.
Oh, shout out to IKEA. Oh, wait.
Yeah, rest in peace.
IKEA funny, bro.
IKEA called niggas faggots the other
way. I told her. You know what's fucking me up?
What?
MJ Edge up. Like, look.
Bro, I got a cowlick, bitch.
Man, that's not a cowlick.
Right here in the front.
That's a tumor.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to put my hat back on. Right?
Please. That's a dent. That's a 3-hour dent.
You gotta go bald.
You ever seen Notorious?
I'm going bald.
You got the same hairline as D-Rock, his homeboy.
Chill, bitch.
You do, though.
I'm going bald.
Yeah, that's what, like, you just need to go bald and just go with the beard, like, honestly. Like, y'all can look alike.
Yeah, Edge of
if
Satan.
I look like Arlington, we taking a mid-season finale like he do.
you a king. Because your edge up like shaped like a crown.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, man. The crown that rests on thy head.
He a queen.
Yeah.
I'm about to just. I knock
all this shit.
We'll jump you.
Think about the rearrange the podcast.
Yeah.
Dang, y'all we'll jump in. I'm going to frost
blast this bitch over
here. It'll be four on one.
No, I ain't two niggas. He three.
All right. Yeah, well, then 4.5.
Yeah, we got a dead body.
Y'all said dead body.
What were we talking about? We were talking about living apart.
Yeah, when do you feel like it's an appropriate time to move in, though?
So for me, it was.
It was like 2 years.
Yeah, it was 2 years before. I mean, the thing is, at a certain point in the relationship, like we were probably still together every night, but we had our own places.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. like. You either be at our house or either you'll be at
yeah,
our house.
Really, she was over there. Yeah. I mean, she
Jack
came.
She's a couple more.
All right. I'm glad I got rid of that couch. So glad.
Where's that?
I gave it away for free.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Some Mexican got it.
No, this lady at her house burnt down.
You gave it to her.
Yeah, I gave it to her. Yeah.
Well, does she have sectionals? Because Justin jacked off in the joint, so I'm pretty sure he got them cushions pregnant.
I know that. Yeah, I'm about to say, because I think both of us fucked on that couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily. Like,
yeah, I think. Did I? I didn't.
You definitely. I hope you didn't fuck on that guy.
I didn't.
Nah, he fucked on your bed.
He did fuck on my bed.
It wasn't your bed.
On your air mattress.
I have a bed, people.
Okay.
I made sure I didn't do it on the bed. Her hands was on there. I said, you can't get in my man's bed.
You know what? That's why we've been bros. Though.
Yeah, I ain't let her get
she'd
in.
She'd have broken. She with me.
Now, she was about IKEA size, though. Like you right. So she was.
She was
good. Hey, look. I told her that she can't defend herself this week.
That's crazy.
It's because she was fucking you up.
Yeah, she was flaming all of us. Don't.
She do you worse.
She do me worse.
I don't know what she did there. Did you flap her bird?
No.
She saw two birds flap when she walked in the house. But anyway, what we got going on?
Yo! Hey, you got chill. You got two.
It was three.
It was another. Hey, bro, yeah. Y'all fucking up my. Yeah, I can't say bye.
Move on, Blue 42.
Blue.
Hey, where you at, IKEA? What you doing tonight?
Hey, stay focused.
She play offensive line for
stay
the
focused,
Rangers.
Stay focused.
Anyway, what we got going on,
bro? Mid-season finale of your show, Justin. How Ghost shot himself.
According to Sacks, right?
Sacks, yeah.
Sacks.
Yeah,
Ghost
shot St. Patrick.
Didn't they think Tommy was Ghost at one point?
Yeah, they did.
I feel like they thought everybody.
That's white privilege for you because they
wanted to nail St. Patrick.
They wanted to nail Ghost Tommy. As soon as Ghost let him off with that picture. You remember that?
Yeah.
They had drawn picture or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then. Now it's just like all about Ghost for like 4 seasons. They don't give a fuck about Tommy.
Tommy done killed 112
and Tommy
minutes.
Catch a body every episode.
Every fucking episode. I can't wait for Two Bit and Spank to kill him.
I really hope they die too.
Why? They the realest niggas on the show the whole time.
Like that nigga be scrunching his face up. So what?
Did you know he was dating the bitch that ranked the show?
That's why he on there.
Why her teeth so far apart? Hey, have y'all seen her?
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Her shit like
smile
time. Both
time
wrong. But now like
Two Bit look like Mouse.
Yeah. Fat Mouse.
Governor Mouse. Mouse fat now too though. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Fat Mouse. Oh, yeah. Running for Governor Tate.
Shout out to
recipe. But anyway. Nah, real shit. Let's. I got a couple questions for y'all though. Like, who y'all think shot Ghost for real?
Ghost.
Nah, like real. Oh, some serious shit.
I feel like he shot himself.
Nah, he didn't shoot his goddamn self.
MJ annoying.
I know. Yeah, like that's my goddamn question.
I don't know who shot the nigga.
Who? Like, you had a guess.
Well, who the nigga was trying to hit Tasha? Him. Let's go with him.
But Charlie with the space out. He said it was somebody that was walking up, so it had to be Paz, Tate, Tasha, Tariq, or Sax.
Okay, let's go with Tariq. Here's the reason why. Remember, he asked well, Tariq asked Ghost, you shot Breeze, blah, blah, blah.
And he told him,
I gave him a second chance and he was in my way, so I had to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. And then Tariq showing up at the club was like, yo, you really want me to turn myself in? And he was like, yes, son, blah, blah, blah. That was the second
time. Do you think that was a bad idea?
To turn yourself in?
Yeah.
I don't think it would. It would have worked out in the long run.
I feel like it would, because like you're talking about a 16-year-old who killed the killer of his sister.
Yeah.
They would have had sympathy for him. He might have got
10.
10 what?
10 years.
I doubt it. He might have got he would have got 10 months in jail.
What's face would have went to jail, though?
Who?
Tasha would have went to jail.
She should have. Sorry, bitch. Fuck it. She the worst bitch on. She the worst motherfucker on the show. I used to give Keisha so much flack, but like it's Tasha. Tasha the worst bitch.
So my thing is this:
She had to kill Keisha though.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, Keisha had to go.
I want Tommy to find out it was her though.
And then he killed off her. Huh? He killed Tasha after he found out.
He is.
He gonna have to.
You see her without the wig.
Boy, I thought she was Goro from Mortal Kombat. Yeah, like, same bitch. Like,
that bro, a ponytail at the back of her cranium.
Yeah, like, her forehead like Crunch Time shit. Yeah, like, yeah, that shit bad off.
It's always been like this.
Yeah, no. No, 3LW bitch won't like me.
No, but I feel like that's my reasoning because he asked Ghost twice, and he was like, really? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, okay. And he just left.
Who you think he killed? Oh, shot Ghost.
You think
he dead?
Y'all
think
no, he's not dead. He's not dead.
Yeah. And you think they pulled Angela and like he ain't dead yet, but he gonna die like the next episode?
No, the last five episodes gonna be about them fighting.
That's a long drop. That was at least
the crazy part is
that's a story.
They played it well because you seen him post like from the Amari Hardwick page, you know, he made a long post like thanking the writers and stars and everybody, like, he trying to, I feel like that's all a ploy, because it was so quick, well written, that, you didn't write that, Amari.
But you know the crazy thing is, so when Angela died, we was like, Angela ain't dead.
She not?
You still hanging on
to her. Keep my $100.
She not dead.
Like, cause that last, I cried when she showed up in this last episode. That was a sad scene.
I could never share this with you. That was a sad fucking scene, bro.
That's my bitch. I love her. I got tired of ghosts like in that show, like between her, Raina, and Curtis. I was getting sick of it. Like,
your lies killed me. No,
yeah. Ray killed you. Yeah, Ray killed you, bitch. Then she said the realest shit on the show though. She was like, I paid for my mistakes, why shouldn't he? That was the realest shit anybody said in the whole show.
That's why he wants to turn himself in.
Yeah. Well, he already said it before that, but like even then.
That solidified it,
yeah.
Because he was still a little iffy about it initially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then Kanan tried to turn that nigga back to a gangster. He said, you still ain't shit. Like, hey, you motherfucker. Like, yeah. Yeah, bro, like, Ghost, I want to shoot Ghost my goddamn self.
I didn't want to shoot him on the last episode.
If he said nobody gonna stop me one more motherfucking time, I would shoot. Yeah.
Single person you talk to.
That face is getting to my fucking nerve.
What the fuck, Tasha?
You were here because of me. And no one. Can we not stop? Can we not establish the fact that this whole thing is Tasha's fault? If Tasha would have let him stop selling drugs in season 2 like he wanted to, we wouldn't have a season, like, none of season 6.
You would have thought Ghost would have been the one to, like, let Tariq run the streets and do drugs and sell drugs and move weight. But it's Tasha. Tasha, the mother, the nurturing person of the family.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
The woman at the helm of the household.
It's because she got
no other skills.
Not only that, like we were saying earlier, people want to be the parents want to be your friend. She realized she couldn't control this little boy.
Because she never beat him.
They never whooped his ass like he needed to. So she was like, only thing we can do is let him be him.
Yeah.
And they got three kids.
Huh? They got three kids. That little young kid, ugly as fuck. Yeah, I really.
I don't know where the little baby at, but. I knew Tariq became a man. When he looked at Ghost and said, fuck you, Ghost. Fuck you, Ghost.
What was that?
It was at the train station.
Yeah.
Or the bus station, some shit.
Yeah, teach me the game, Ghost.
Teach me the motherfucking game, Ghost.
Hey, yo, like,
fuck you, Ghost.
What kind of do-rag they be using? They waves be on point.
Yo, they haircuts fire.
Tariq
and Tate. Tariq ain't Ghost and Tate.
Yeah. Ghost got a goddamn perm the last three seasons. His hair wasn't this straight like last season. Bruh. Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. Like,
can Tate die?
He gotta go.
Bruh, that nigga
he might be the worst nigga. If Tasha angry. The worst bitch, he the worst nigga on the show.
Yeah. He grimy.
He real grimy.
Yeah, I think he remembered. I remember him telling me about
that. Oh, no, I take that back. Dre the worst nigga on the show because he a bitch and a gangster at the same time. As, I don't understand.
Ghost did try to set my dog up, though.
He needed to. Like, Ghost is the smartest nigga on the show. Let's be real.
Tariq smart.
Because he's Gold Jr. Tariq, you know what I mean?
Tariq smart,
but I think he's always a step behind.
He's always a step behind because he ain't.
I can't wait for the spinoff with Tariq though.
He's the best actor on the show,
easily,
and the best waves on the show
too.
He don't
make it past season one.
Like, and the crazy thing is, like in every movie I've seen Tariq in, like he's been a little fuck kid, like. Hey.
Barbershop 3.
Yeah, he's been a little. in the movie he was in with Common. I don't know if y'all ever seen that movie, but he was in a movie with Common or some shit.
Rest in peace. And,
Barbershop 3.
No, another one. Was it Common? What's the nigga that looked
Last
like Common?
Friday.
No, boy.
Oh, that ain't no real movie.
My bad. Yeah. That nigga said Bad Boy 3.
He was always a fuck kid. So
he like some people are stuck in roles. You know what I'm saying, sir?
You're typecast is what.
Yeah, they typecast. Yeah, because he a fuck nigga.
So he gotta be.
Bro, I seen Tommy in a TV show
doing what? Being the same person.
Was it Chicago PD?
It might have been Chicago PD. Yeah.
And he was the same nigga.
No, he was not.
He was a white man.
Yeah, he was like a white family man. Like
I can't see that.
You know, same haircut and clean shave, but he was in like.
You sure want Gary Owen? Like, you sure?
No. Nah.
They the same nigga.
They are.
Well, he was in a little like a button up shirt and shit. Whatever.
He be in that on the show. Yeah.
But,
I'm eager to see these last five episodes because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. So.
Like, I don't know, bro. Oh man, oof. What a night.
Yeah, I ain't did shit all day. I feel like a fuck nigga. My damn self. Like, damn.
You built like one. You are built like a fuck.
You built like a mound of mashed potatoes. You don't leave me the fuck alone.
Mashed potatoes good though.
The gravy. Speaking of gravy, I watched Notorious yesterday and I thought about you the whole day. Like I swear to God. And look, I was watching Notorious, right? Yeah. And my homegirl, she was like, she said, you know what, the dude who played Tupac looked like a Tupac impersonator. And I said, bitch, that's what he is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a Tupac impersonator. I'm like, that's what he is. Like, the fuck Libra. You mean?
Yeah.
That's my homegirl. Ain't no Libra, too.
You know what's crazy?
Stop texting her back.
I listen to DJ Khaled every day because of you.
You know what's crazy? DJ Khaled built like me, but got a hairline like MJ. It's wild. Yeah, it's like, fucked up. Yeah, it's fucked like, up. Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look like, so I'm trying to understand, like, with DJ Khaled, so do he produce the songs, or do he just call them niggas and, hey, do this song?
Don't he make beats?
No. Because you be hearing Take He Fuck These Niggas Up. Like,
I think,
you know what I mean?
Like, he, like, puts it together. So that's what
he mixes
credit.
It.
Yeah, he gets the credit for bringing everybody together.
That shit's stupid. Y'all don't think it's stupid? Because he put together good music. I'm not even going to front that.
Who better? Him or DJ Drama? Putting a collab together.
Him, easy.
Khaled.
It's not even close. When last time I heard DJ Drama?
Khaled's the best nigga doing it.
He's the only nigga doing it.
Mustard right behind him, though. Mustard ain't too far off.
But Mustard actually make the beats, though. That's why I like DJ Mustard. I'll take DJ Mustard before DJ Khaled.
Mustard beats fire, too.
Yeah. He might be top five producers ever.
Hey, you don't reach.
Name five producers better than Mustard. At this point in life.
DJ Esco.
He don't even make the beats.
Yeah, he do.
It'd be Metro Boomin.
Okay, we could go with Metro Boomin.
You can't say ever and then this point.
We could probably go with, like, think of the niggas. Up to this think point, of the like, niggas that's hot now. Metro Boomin, London, London on the track.
He be don't he be fucking that stank bitch?
Which one?
The one that sing like that whole shit.
Winner Step Us, whatever her name is. Like yeah.
Everybody famous.
Except for Rihanna.
Nah, but then you got Jetson made it.
If it weren't for the baby, we wouldn't know him.
Still,
he made the baby famous or the baby made him famous?
You know, the baby DJ made Beach Boom too, right? What's his DJ name? DJ Luke.
Yeah, Luke Vanity.
I've been going 80 in the season, because I had a pussy in a minute.
Is he dead?
Nah, somebody told me he was from North Carolina.
He went to Winston, I believe.
Word.
I believe, yeah. Oh, he's from Winston or some shit.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? It's like every song he does is a remake. You ever realize
that? And it's always a hit, though.
Is it?
Bro got flavor. No, what's the other song he had? Lean on me. When you're not strong. Where is Kirk Franklin the funniest nigga doing it right now? Yeah, have y'all seen the videos of Kirk Franklin?
Kanye West, Kirk Franklin.
Nah, for real. Yeah. Not fact.
So Plies and Kirk Franklin ain't the same person.
You and Arlen's in the same person.
Closed on Sunday.
You're
my Chick-fil-A. You my number one.
What's the best song on that album?
With the Lemon. That might be it.
You don't think Follow God?
That might be it.
Follow God had me praising the Lord. You hear me?
Pure Water. Shit, like,
what about this shit with Ty Dolla $ign?
That shit hit. Pure Water had me goddamn speaking in tongues.
The one with Ty Dolla $ign, really.
That's
Pure Water had me come home feeling like Pastor Wilson.
Hey, look, y'all think Pastor Wilson was getting his dick rolled with reverse cowgirl on the internet now?
And he had Sister Mary with the yams in the hotel room, bro. Going crazy.
Yeah, he a freak.
Yeah,
and like, so his pastor's not supposed to be freak.
No, nigga, they're supposed to be leading the flock.
No, one of them is they bitch though.
But he's not married to none of these hoes.
Exactly.
The Bible speaks
about fornication.
Yeah, fornication and shit.
I almost said fuck the Bible. I apologize.
Like, this animalistic behavior of Pastor Wilson.
Yeah, because he was an anteater in the first.
Ham eater.
Nigga, he rested his earlobe on the
thigh.
That nigga was eating me.
I'm telling you, this shit comes like a stretch mark.
I was watching the video. I said, God damn, I'm rocking up here.
And you know, dick like a clit.
I ain't never been to this shit now. That is how.
I swear I don't remember.
Oh, we gotta go. Yo, my stomach hurt now.
We gotta go. Hey, shout out my nigga D-Black.
D-Black. Hey, D-Black, we miss you, man.
Hey, D-Black, wherever you at, bro. Hey, I love you. Stay safe.
It's 5 o'clock wherever D-Black
is. Okay.
Yeah, GS9.
Hey, yo. We out this hole, man. Fuck this, bro.
And my nigga on deployment being the janitor. Y'all better have respect. Y'all better have respect.
Somebody
got it. Yeah, y'all could have hired a cleaning service in Germany to go clean the fucking Air Force bases.
Yeah, this shit hurt, bro. Stop.
Y'all got my nigga leaving his baby over here to go clean bathrooms.
Y'all see him play? I love him.
Get Donald Trump. You fucked up.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
But I can't wait for him to lose. Fuck him. Anyway,
Kanye West 2020. Good night.
Yeah, good night.